Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not a fan of the wildly popular movie trilogy called Hunger Games. Sorry to disappoint all of you who may be fans of it. But I changed my mind about the movie when I learned that the country where this entire movie takes place is a country called Panem. Panem. I was hooked. Why? Well, panem is actually a Latin word that means bread. But it was originally part of a longer phrase coined by the Roman poet Juvenal in the 2nd century when he wrote panem et circenses, which literally means bread and circuses. In ancient Rome, when Juvenal lived, as the empire was eroding, falling apart due to corruption, greed, gluttony, sex, those in power kept the population happy by giving them bread and circuses. Panem et circenses. When you look a little deeper at the plot of the movie Hunger Games, you'll discover that's what's really going on in the fictional country of Panem. A corrupt government keeps people happy with bread and circuses. Katniss Everdeen and her friends are a sort of living bread, panem, that is sacrificed to entertain circenses, the masses and the crowds, to keep the people happy. But there is one hunger in the human heart that no government can satisfy, namely our hunger for love. No matter how much bread and how many circuses you throw at the people, they still hunger for love, for friendship, for living and dying for someone else. That greater truth about love allowed Katniss to defeat the Hunger Games, if you remember, and even bring down the government of Panem. People need more than bread and circuses. Above all, they need love. Today's gospel is taken from smack dab in the middle of John chapter 6, the great story of the multiplication of the loaves and the feeding of the thousands. After the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and the fish, do you remember what the people wanted to do to Jesus? Do you remember? They were ready to carry him off on their shoulders and to crown him the King of Israel. Why? Well, the people were clamoring, like the ancient Romans and the people of Panem, just give us more of this bread and more circuses, more miracles, and we will be satisfied. But Jesus knew well the deeper hunger in the human heart, the hunger for love. And so he says in John chapter 6, verse 35, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. And then he taught them about the Eucharist, eating his body and drinking his blood in Holy Communion. Jesus didn't want to play hunger games with the people by pretending that all they needed was more bread and more circuses. He wanted to satisfy their deepest and greatest need for love and friendship by being their true bread. Life is more than panem et circenses. Boys and girls, what are you hungry for these days? You know, everyone's mouth starts drooling when we announce it's Chick-fil-A day for lunch here at Trinity, right? Everybody wants that. We're hungry for it. I'm afraid some students might sell their souls for a Sonic drink if we offered it to them. Like Tommy Johnson in the movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Do you remember the African-American man who sold his soul to the devil to learn how to play the guitar? He explained to Del Mar why he sold his soul, saying, I wasn't using it. Or others don't want panem. They want circenses, entertainment, like modern day video games. Have you ever been so engrossed in a video game that you didn't want to eat or drink or sleep or even go to the bathroom? I sometimes worry that our great nation resembles more and more the poor people of Panem and the Republic of Rome, where people were content with just bread and circuses, only satisfying their bodily and baser instincts. But boys and girls, you and I have a deeper need than just to play hunger games, than to satisfy your hunger or to play video games. That is the reason we celebrate Mass every week here at Trinity, as a reminder that Jesus alone is the bread that satisfies us. Each one of us has a need for love and friendship, and ultimately a need for God's love. That need is also a seed of greatness, that when it sprouts, it grows into something larger than life. To love means to live for something bigger than yourself, to live for more than bread and circuses. That's how Katniss Everdeen defeated the Hunger Games. That's how you and I will defeat the Hunger Games that we play every day. Praise be to Jesus Christ.